every established e-com brand needs a really fantastic e-com marketer. What is the difference between, you know, the AI in Klaviyo, the AI in Meta Ads Manager and Magic Marketer? Is Klaviyo and Meta are like centralized, but Magic Marketer bolts into your Shopify store and studies that central source of truth about how your business works, just like a marketing manager would.
You're listening to the Keep Optimizing Podcast to increase your traffic, improve your conversion rates, and grow your profits.
Hello and welcome. I'm Chloe Thomas, the host of this e-commerce marketing focused podcast. If you're not familiar with our format, every five episodes, we switch our focus to a different marketing method. It could be email, it could be SEO or Facebook ads, and we pick up the thread from the last time we covered it. And in each new episode, we release a new one every single Wednesday. I get to interview a different expert to explore another way of making that marketing method work for you. So across the five episodes, you get a little masterclass in exactly what's working right now in that channel in e-commerce. In this episode, we are kicking off our annual What You Need to Know Before Peak series. We've got five episodes coming up, each one exploring a different thing you need to know about to have your best possible peak. We're kicking off with one of the massive topics on marketing strategy lists and among marketing teams at the moment, which is AI. How do we use the AI to improve things? And we've got a brilliant guest to take us through that. We've got Lucy Bloomfield back on the show. I've lost count of how many times she's been on our two podcasts because she's kind of obsessed with e-commerce growth. She produced it phenomenally in her own e-commerce business a while back. Then she ran an agency and a consultancy helping businesses really nail how to do promotions in the business. So those big promotional campaigns, how do you make the most of it? Minimize your margin giveaway, maximizing your sales, et cetera, all whilst not causing the business to fail because you've sold too much in too short a space of time. She really is so tuned in to what it takes to make things grow. And as you're about to learn, she's now seen the biggest opportunity being helping marketing teams save time by embracing technology and the potential that AI brings us. And she's going to be taking us through how to go about doing that with a fair few mentions of the new tool she's built to help you do just that. And the headline is the solution she's talking about, the method she's talking about, enabled her in her agency to take the time it took to produce one campaign from 60 hours to 10 hours. Time savings that can be used to work on other elements of the campaign, improve results even further, or to then explore new channels, new opportunities, and so forth in the marketing. So huge potential game changer for all of you in this one. Do make sure you listen right to the end of the episode, because at the end of it, the interview, Lucy will be sharing her quickfire insider tips with some super cool pieces of advice in there too. The keep optimizing question is particularly good. I think you'll love that one. And then I'll share my take on it all and outline a couple of other ways we can help you improve your business before peak. So stay tuned to the end. Are you ready to try TikTok ads? Success on TikTok comes from embracing all the opportunities the platform's ecosystem provides. Organic brand posts, live streaming, affiliates and creators, TikTok shop, and of course, the advertising platform. So, are you ready to try TikTok ads? Now is the perfect time to get your TikTok ads up and running. Available in more than 150 markets in 75 languages, no video app is on more mobile devices worldwide. And get this, of TikTok's millions of users, one in four can't be found on any other platform. Don't start with TikTok ads without checking the latest new advertiser deal. Find it at keepopt.com/TikTok ads. That's keepopt.com/TikTok ads. TikTokAds, all one word. I'd love to hear how you get on.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business and sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
In this episode, I'm chatting with e-commerce expert Lucy Bloomfield. Once upon a time, Lucy ran her own e-commerce skincare business and achieved crazy levels of growth. And since 2018, she's been focused on helping other business owners to achieve huge leaps in sales without allowing the rest of the business to fall apart, because we all know how easy that is. She's now pivoted into technology with the launch of her epic new marketing tool, Magic Marketer. Hello, Lucy.
Hello.
As always, awesome to get to catch up with you. I'm very excited to learn about what you're currently up to. But why did you, this is purely to satisfy my own curiosity, really, why did you decide to shift to selling tech instead of expertise? Because that's like totally different business model, totally different everything. So why?
It is, honestly, but it's been almost the little girl's dream. I started coding when I was 10 years old, and my first job out of high school, my first serious job out of high school, was with a cybersecurity company in the US. And we worked with some of the biggest companies in the world protecting their data, Sony, ING, lots of big banks. So there's been a part of me that's waiting for this opportunity to come back to tech, and I'm very happy and excited that this is the year that it is happening.
Very cool. And so for you, it's been like the obvious end point or next stage of the journey for a while. Why has this, you know, because you could have gone, oh, I'll create some software at any point in time. Why is now the time it's right for you to be creating Magic Marketer?
So over the last 10 years, the speciality, I guess, that I had was running high performance marketing campaigns, and basically either to drive brand awareness or email signups or sales in those like peak window times. And we did it so many times, over 200 plus businesses over the last 10 years, that I ended up codifying it on the back end of my agency. And it's just been sitting there for a couple of years. And yeah, there was something about this year where I was just thought, you know what, I'm not going to wait any longer to do the thing that my heart is really calling out to do. And the response has been amazing. So a bit of intuition, a bit of I can't take this anymore, mesh together.
And so actually over the last, you know, 5-10 years, you've actually been testing the software, building the business case, doing the research, you know, the soft learning as well as the actual, just the code work learning of it all. It's like, we're like it's new, but actually this has been in gestation for several years.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, it's been a labor of love, this one.
Now, the software that you've built, Magic Marketer, is all about embracing AI or taking advantage of AI within our e-commerce marketing systems. People are hearing this in September as they go into a peak where they're going to be expected to do ever more with ever less, which clearly is a time for doing AI, but there's lots of ways to do it and do it badly, well, etc. So why do you think now is the time where it's time to stop watching what everyone else is doing and actually embrace AI in the marketing department of an e-commerce business?
So I think there's a lot of conversation around the viability of ChatGPT. There's safety concerns and things of this nature about how that data is being spread and where it's going. So I think that's kind of the first thing. But the other thing is really about efficiency. So marketing is ones and zeros, essentially. It's pushing pixels all over a screen. And I know as a marketer myself, like what I do can be very complicated. But there's an undercurrent of admin in the work that I do when I'm running a marketing campaign that is admin, copy-pasting, moving data or copy or images from one place to another place. And so computers can actually do that really well, really cheaply and very fast compared to humans. So if a marketing manager, say, was, you know, implementing more AI processes, not only would you get faster, but you'd actually be able to move yourself into higher leverage positions for tasks that are not currently automatable. So the results that you can get by extracting yourself from things that really should be done by a computer are way bigger than what you can get just trying to do all the work yourself.
So it's kind of less about creating great copy and more about saving us time so we can do more and therefore have more time to work on the strategy and the decision making that therefore makes the stuff we do produce better. Would that be a fair way of putting it? Yeah. And then you mentioned about how, you know, the potential issues with ChatGPT and other platforms where you don't know where the data you're feeding into it is going. The whole slight fear a lot of people have got about the moment about if we give it all our product information, is it going to give that to our competitors? Obviously not on a silver platter, but access to the same data. So is it time? I mean, I can see that's a fairly major problem with some of the platforms. Are there reasons why we might want to graduate past simply chatting to ChatGPT or chatting to Gemini or chatting to Claude? That's kind of like 101. What's the most obvious way of graduating past that?
Well, the reason that you would want to is that I love ChatGPT, don't get me wrong. Use it every single day. But the current limitations of the software are that even if you are getting great copy out of it and you've reduced your copywriting down to editing and just tweaking what it produces for the brand or brands that you're responsible for, you still need to go through and copy paste and manufacture all of the marketing. So say if you're generating emails, you're generating social posts, you're generating meta ads, you then need to copy that, move it over to Klaviyo, move it over to Yotpo, move it over to Meta Ads Manager, move it over to your social scheduler or your task management software if you're working with a team. And so this is exactly what I'm talking about this undercurrent of like copy pasting ones and zeros admin work that a lot of marketers are doing that they don't realize that they don't have to do.
Yeah, I totally get that, Lucy. The whole, you know, we create it here and then we copy it there and we copy it there and we copy it here and then we hit a character limit and we have to edit it again. And then it's just almost created more grind. You know, we're supposed to be living in an age of automation and we're stuck in more grind. I know a couple of years ago, as AI was starting to come into marketing, I was like, wait until the tools you're already using have built AI within them. But then, of course, that doesn't entirely solve the problem anyway, because then you're in Klaviyo and Klaviyo is giving you something great. And you're like, oh, we could use that for Meta. But you've then got to copy and paste it from Klaviyo to Meta or from whatever other tool you're using to whatever other tool. And of course, who has the time to train all these things on our brand voice as well and to research where they're sending the data we're giving it and all the rest of it? So I guess one, clearly it's time to graduate beyond ChatGPT. And then secondly, obviously you're biased in this, having created Magic Marketer, but is my advice on wait for your tools to build in AI for you only going to get us so far? Do we actually need to go more centralized? We've got kind of one AI hub that's feeding everything else.
I think I'm absolutely biased when I answer this, because part of the reason why I decided to build Magic Marketer is because I wanted a way to scale what I was doing. And as an agency, the only option that I had was people and to continue scaling as an agency or to build technology. And so a couple of years ago, I was like, it's my dream to, you know, completely replace myself with this piece of technology, because the value of what a senior marketing manager does is so, it's incredible. Like every established e-com brand needs a really fantastic e-com marketer, because they will move across the entire website, the channels that you have access to. So say you're running, you know, social media, Instagram, Facebook, you know, Klaviyo, SMS, you're doing all the things. A good marketing manager will spread themselves across that. And so what is the difference between, you know, the AI in Klaviyo, the AI in Meta Ads Manager and Magic Marketer is Klaviyo and Meta are like centralized, but Magic Marketer bolts into your Shopify store and studies that central source of truth about how your business works, just like a marketing manager would. When I'm logging into a Shopify store to run a marketing campaign, the very first thing that I go and do is look at how they make their money and what is making their money. And that then drives what offers I put out, what strategies I use, what channels we use, when, how much we're marketing to those channels, what segments we use, all of that. And so that's really kind of the difference, is it's almost like that brain or that intelligence around how does this business work and how does it make money. That's centralized in Magic Marketer, and then it goes and feeds the channels that are talking to the customers so that you can extract more cash.
And then because it's going back to the source, as it were, the actual pounds, pence, dollars, cents, whatever, you know, euros, whichever, whatever currency you want to work on, people, it's going back to that, and it's also then feeding off your product data and all those kind of things. So you're not having to do the training three times. And then I suppose you've also got that scenario where it's an all-encompassing approach. So it's giving you suggestions for campaigns that run across all channels, which, yes, you can then add the human element to and tweak and do what you want to with, but you're not having to do that thinking right at the beginning. You can do that thinking at the end and go, oh, this looks really cool. Actually, we could add in something else. We could do, I don't know, a postcard, or we could train the store staff, or something which is not going to be within that digital sphere.
Exactly. And I've been doing this for a really long time. And as I said, I built it on the back end of my agency initially. And I can tell you right now, like, we were responsible for delivering monthly marketing campaigns for our clients. And there was never a month where I wasn't hustling. But the things that I was doing for my clients evolved as the technology evolved. Because, yeah, okay, I wasn't writing all the email copy, but then I had this cool idea about using many chatbots. And so we added that in. There will always be more things that you can add into your promotions. It's just, what are the things that make the most sense for your business now that you've got the space to actually think about it?
Yeah, it's like we've optimized the core channels, which gives us the time to bolt on additional ideas, additional information, and we've got it all happening in one place rather than a nightmare of Zapier's or whatever, or make.coms or whatever route we go down. So many things to ask you on this. When you've been using this previously in your agency, which is, you know, you built it to solve your own problem and to scratch your own software creation itch, I suppose. We should throw that in there. How much time was this giving your team back to do more clients or to do better work for clients or to do whatever it might be?
Yeah, so we went from a marketing campaign right when I started the agency would take us like 60 hours of production. So that includes the strategy, the editing, all of the creative, the actual manufacturing of all the emails, the SMS, the socials, the scheduling of those things, and then the performance management of that campaign so that it actually hits our clients' targets. So 60 hours per client per month. It was a lot. So over time, over a 12 to 18 month period, I was able to get that time down to 10 hours per month per client. So yeah, it allowed the agency to scale. That's what its purpose was for our business. But if you want to talk about applying it to a brand, what it allows your internal team to do is buy back big blocks of time to find other avenues that are not automatable to drive performance in the business.
That's massive, isn't it? 60 down to 10 per campaign is a huge impact. And obviously, given you were running this for other people, you couldn't let the results deteriorate as you cut that time, because then you wouldn't have the client. So did the results, I mean, obviously aim number one would be to maintain them, but did you see results go up, or is it simply a maintain goal?
Yeah, we definitely did, because we were actually able to do more now that we had more time. Before, we would get so stuck in, you know, making a really great email. And with Magic Marketer, we were able, like, it makes a pretty good email. And then we, you know, put that extra 10, 15, 20% into it to make it great. And we were able to explore other avenues. As you said, it's about, you know, what could we do with the store staff? What could we do with many chatbots? What could we do with these other things that you've just never had the time to really think about, and basically wrap it all in and drive more performance? Yeah. So we even had things where we started researching, you know, things that are driving consumer behavior. For example, one of the things that I found in my research was that around the full moon in financial services firms, people will generally do a lot of buying because they're feeling very emotional, because the full moon messes with our melatonin production, which affects our sleep and makes us a little bit like crazy, basically. Wall Street and lots of financial services firms capitalize on this. The most return that you can get on trading shares is on the new moon. And so when I read about these studies and checked that it was actually legit, and it is, it's been studied by lots of international banks over very long periods of time, we started implementing it in the campaigns and positioning where we put the offers to get more returns. And so it's little things like that, which are, you know, so left of field of what you hear discussed in e-commerce. And even technological things like many chatbots have been amazing for us, totally not automatable, totally manual process, that have taken the campaigns like just really beyond anything that the clients were able to achieve before.
And is that chatbot that's sitting on the website ready to help get that conversion when they react to the campaign? Is that where they sit for you, the bots?
Oh, on social media. So we would do like a hype phase before we did the launch of a promotion monthly. And basically just to drive hype, we would get people commenting a keyword, like if you're a skincare brand, glow, comment glow to get on the wait list for this very limited edition product or something like that. Drives massive list growth from your social medias. And yeah, it was just a really effective way to get people really hyped up so that when the product or the offer or promotion became available, it was a feeding frenzy.
Ah, cool. I'm glad I asked that because I was completely assuming the wrong thing.
Yeah.
So we are in September. We are, peak is bearing down. I'm sure there's some marketers listening going, yeah, we need that. That would be amazing. I want those 50 hours back per campaign. We've got others listening going, I'm never going to get sign off for that, but I am up for using AI more. What would your advice be for those who are going, I'm not going to manage to integrate everything now? How can those marketers make the most of AI this season without too much integration and setup? You know, they can't take the full leap yet, but they can take something of a leap. Is it get past ChatGPT in some ways? Is it start playing around with some integrations? Where should they go?
Yeah, for sure. So if you're not using ChatGPT, ChatGPT is your first step. Like manufacturing marketing, getting a first draft of copy, it's not necessary for a human to do that anymore. A human to elevate it, for sure. To make it the first draft of it, definitely not. Then going beyond that, there's a lot of things that you can do with Make.com. The first version of Magic Marketer was ClickUp, Make.com, and we basically just automated huge chunks of the agency process of launching marketing campaigns. And so you might not be using ClickUp, you might be using Monday or Trello, but all of those have an API integration that you can use Zapier or Make.com to, you know, start reducing some of the load that most marketing managers are carrying. Failing that, and you're like, no, I just want a comprehensive solution. This is exactly what I built Magic Marketer for, so that you don't have to invest into, I guess, systemization of that workflow. It already exists. And I believe that the product is priced very competitively. It's made to make sense for the e-com retailer because I've been in the industry for 10 years now, so I know what it's like.
So I guess the choice is, do you want to go and, if you want to graduate beyond just asking ChatGPT stuff, you can either go and build half a system yourself, which, it's, trust me, everyone, I'm working on this year in my own business. It takes so much time. Even if you like it, it's a head-scratching nightmare. I was about to swear then. Not going to swear. We'll say head-scratching nightmare. Or you could just take the leap and use a system that someone else has already built that's already gone through a lot of the thinking process and made it more straightforward, which is where Magic Marketer comes in. For anyone who's going, yeah, I want it all. I want it now. I want to take that leap. Is it still feasible to get it trained, set up, integrated to make a difference for peak this year? Have we still got time?
100%. So it's an early stage software, right? So I've had to, as much as I love to overcomplicate things and I love, you know, systemization and engineering things like I know a lot of e-commerce professionals do, it's actually a very simple version of what I intend to build long term. The onboarding actually takes less than 20 minutes. So you get your brand set up, you get it Shopify integrated, you get your channels integrated. So Meta, Instagram, Facebook, Klaviyo. Let's say you're using Klaviyo. And once it's studied those channels, you can make your first marketing campaign in the next half hour.
I suppose that's the good thing about the integrations, isn't it? It's like you're not having to upload stuff into ChatGPT. It's essentially training itself based on your actual data, which isn't then biased towards what you remember, what you think it needs to know, which is the other danger when you're self-training. So you're going, oh no, we'll just ignore the shit campaigns. We'll ignore the ones that didn't work. We'll only load up the good ones. It's like you need the full data set to really make it go.
Definitely.
Very cool. Lucy, anything we failed to tell people that they need to know about embracing AI in marketing this year?
I know it's really tempting to shy away from new technical solutions because honestly, there is so much out there. But the one thing that I would say is I've been in business for 10 years now, and there's been some businesses where it's definitely been about the money for me. But in this particular business, it is more about the experience for people like me, whether you're brand side or professional marketer. I know what it's like, the responsibility that you carry and how much is resting on your head and how much either your own business or the business that you work for relies on your performance. And so my journey and my mission is to make this feel less stressful and less burdensome. And yeah, I am 100% committed to doing that. And I genuinely believe that if you're listening to this, there's a free demo of Magic Marketer on the site. Just try it to get a little taste. Yeah, and let me show you what tech can actually do for you and for your work life.
Cool. And if you want to go check out that demo, if you go keepopt.com/Lucy, you'll go straight to the Magic Marketer site and you can take that free demo. Okay. Lucy, it's been awesome getting your insights in this. You're so deep in how we can use AI to improve our marketing, save our time, et cetera, et cetera. It's been very cool. Thank you for sparing the time to come on here. We're not over yet, though. Listeners, stay tuned because in a moment or two, we're going to be going through Lucy's insider tips and my suggestions for other ways we can help you improve things even further in your businesses. Are you ready to try TikTok ads? Success on TikTok comes from embracing all the opportunities the platform's ecosystem provides. Organic brand posts, live streaming, affiliates and creators, TikTok shop, and of course, the advertising platform. So, are you ready to try TikTok ads? Now is the perfect time to get your TikTok ads up and running. Available in more than 150 markets in 75 languages, no video app is on more mobile devices worldwide. And get this, of TikTok's millions of users, 1 in 4 can't be found on any other platform. Don't start with TikTok ads without checking the latest new advertiser deal. Find it at keepopt.com/TikTok ads. That's keepopt.com/TikTok ads. TikTokAds. All one word. I'd love to hear how you get on.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Okay, Lucy, so far we've gone deep into how the clever e-commerce marketers are using AI this year. Now you get to ask about your insider knowledge about the whole of e-commerce. So for the following questions, your answer can be anything to do with e-commerce, which of course includes everything we've already been talking about. Lucy, are you ready for the insider tips?
Let's do it.
Okay, let's start with newbie advice. If we've inspired someone to take their first step, what do they need to know to give themselves the best chance of success?
One, not using ChatGPT. You should be using ChatGPT to generate first draft copy. If you are using ChatGPT, but you're looking for the next step, you have a fork in the road strategically that you can decide on, which is either engineer a machine on the back end of the business that you're working in or you own to lift the labor of marketing off your plate, or just take a look at solutions like Magic Marketer that are, you know, custom designed for Shopify stores and brand owners to basically, yeah, reduce the amount of work that's involved in pulling off these big peak season launches.
Nice. Now, once you've started, of course, you've got to keep optimizing. So what's your favorite way to improve performance?
Oh, my absolute favorite thing, it's probably no surprise because I've built technology, is I love infrastructure upgrades. So I love doing the same thing every single month, but reducing the amount of work that I have to do those things so that I have more space to add different kind of strategies or different opportunities in. And actually, there's another thing. I actually love running the same promotions every single year, but making them better versus coming up with new ideas or new offers or whatever. I really like stacking on top of each other year after year.
I love that answer. Yeah. Very, very sensible advice there. Powerful advice too there from Lucy. Thank you. If someone listening wants to learn more, is there one cheap or free resource you can recommend?
Definitely. So we have a free demo of Magic Marketer, which can show you what technology can actually do when it comes to marketing campaigns, which I feel is so powerful coming into peak season. So if you use the link that Chloe mentioned, I'm sure it will be in the podcast description as well. The demo's there for free. You can try it out.
keepopt.com/Lucy. Super easy. And that's Lucy spelled L-U-C-Y, just in case you've got another spelling in mind, everybody. Very cool. Thank you, Lucy. Okay, finally, the big one, crystal ball time. Dare you try and predict what's coming up in the next 6 to 12 months that we should be getting ready for?
Can I be selfish?
Hell yeah, be selfish.
I think one of the things, at the moment, we're in early stage development for Magic Marketer. So getting that marketing machine that basically gets marketers off the tools and just fully into overseeing like they have a junior marketer working for them is the first step. But the next layer after that is the brain, which is the part that looks at the Shopify store and says, "Ooh, I know you have a campaign planned for October. However, if you push that campaign to the end of the month, statistically, you will make more money based off the last 3 years of trading history because of the way the cash moves in your business." So that machine learning, that true artificial intelligence, that is coming in the next 6 to 12 months. I can tell you that's in our pipeline. That's honestly what I'm really excited about, because there's so much data in your stores that isn't being leveraged right now because your team are up to their eyeballs in making marketing. And yeah, when we are able to like fully unlock all that data and the way that your cash moves in your business and how products move, you can make so much more money without needing to scale your ad spend.
Love that. I'm glad we let you be selfish. That sounds super exciting. Okay, Lucy, we are very nearly at the end of the show. So please let the listeners know where they can find you and Magic Marketer.
Yeah. So the best place to find me professionally is on LinkedIn. So if you search Lucy Bloomfield, my headline is AI powered marketing for Shopify stores at the time of recording this. I've got a cute little photo with my glasses on and brown hair. So that's me. And then the Magic Marketer, the best place to find us is that URL that Chloe said, that will also be in the podcast description. We're very easy to find.
keepopt.com/Lucy. And I believe you've got a special offer to encourage our audience even more to go and try out Magic Marketer this peak season.
I do. So we want to help as many people as we can get really amazing results for the brands that they own or the businesses that they work for. So at the time of recording this, we've got a discount, Keep10, and that will get you 10% off our monthly or annual plans.
There we go, everyone. Why not go and give it a go? Lucy, thank you so much for being on the Keep Optimizing podcast. It's always fascinating catching up with you because you've really got your finger on the pulse of what is going to help us do better marketing and create more growth in the business, whatever the current thing we most need to do to hit that objective is. So I love finding out your take on it. So thank you so much for being here.
Thank you for having me. It's always a pleasure.
As always, such a pleasure to catch up with Lucy, and what a great way to kick off our things you need to know before peak huge opportunities, clearly, in, what was it she said? Lifting the labor of marketing off your plate, embracing those automations, embracing the legwork that you can get the AI to do for you now, but doing it in a sensible way that involves far less copying and pasting. If you're not yet playing around with ChatGPT now, or Claude or Gemini or whichever one you like to use or you feel like using, now really is the time to start seeing how it can help in your business. As we said, we did mention Magic Marketer several times during this. I think that kind of because it's really hard to talk about it as a genre of software because I'm not aware of anyone else who's doing it that deeply in the e-commerce space. So very cool to get Lucy to come on and talk about what she's up to. She's in massively in dev process at the moment. So it's a great time to get involved if you want to help shape where that product goes. And to do the free trial, head to keepopt.com/Lucy to buy and save 10%. Go to keepopt.com/Lucy and use the code KEEP10. So that's KEEP10. And other things I love from that is Lucy's kind of incredibly obvious, but something we all ignore far too much, point about doing the same promo over and over again, but improving it a bit each time. Why is it when we're so focused on optimization or talking about optimization that we feel like we have to come up with something completely new? So if you're planning your Black Friday promos, your Christmas promos at the moment, see how little you can change from last year. Don't come up with something completely new. Take last year, improve it a little bit in ways that you can test so you can build it better year on year on year. It feels like a cheat and it's actually the right thing to do. So love that extra piece of advice there from Lucy. You can get the links to the things we discussed, the full transcript of the episode, our notes and more at keepoptimizing.com. You can use our special direct episode short link. Just put keepopt.com/ the number of this episode into the URL bar and you'll be redirected straight to the right page of the website. And that works for every episode we've ever put out. When you get to the website, why not get yourself onto our email list so you don't miss out on any of those things we share to help you improve your business? Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of the Keep Optimizing podcast. If you've enjoyed it and want to continue learning about things you need to know before peak right now, then have a listen to any of our recent episodes, basically. We've just done a series on SEO and before that, a series on Google Ads. Or you could even scroll back up the feed to see what you missed last time we did this series, because I bet you there's one or two things from that you still haven't got around to putting in place. I know how it is. You can find all our thread of things you need to know before peak content. So this year's, as we release them, last year's, the year before's, and so on and so forth, via the short link keepopt.com/peak. And please do tell your fellow marketers about the show because I want to help as many of you as possible to improve the performance of your e-commerce marketing, especially as we go into this critical of seasons for so many of you. Have a great week and make sure you listen to the next episode so I can help you to keep optimizing your marketing.
Access everything Keep Optimizing at keepoptimizing.com. That's with an S, not a Z.
Check out the latest TikTok ads, new advertiser deals. Find them at keepopt.com/TikTok ads. That's keepopt.com/TikTok ads.
Shop the Sherwin-Williams Super Sale and get 40% off paints and stains September 19th through the 24th. With prices starting at $29.39, it's the perfect time to transform your space with color. Whether you're looking to revamp your interior or exterior, we have you covered with bold hues, soothing neutrals, and everything in between. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store or shop the sale online. Delivery available on qualifying orders. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.